Hi, I'm Louisa Alehagen.
And hi, I'm Melissa Black.
And in this video podcast, we will talk about the first revision of the International Classification of Functioning Disability and Health, ICF, corsets for ADHD. So, what is the ICF? Well, the ICF is a standardized system developed by the World Health Organization to describe functioning of individuals with specific conditions such as ADHD. And functioning is all about how an individual, with their strengths and limitations, interacts within its world, including hindering and helping factors. The ICF covers four domains: body functions and body structures, activities and participation, environmental factors, and personal factors. It can be used for various purposes, such as assessment, interventions, research, and policy making. To make the ICF more usable in practice, we have developed short lists of ICF codes, capturing only the most relevant and important factors to functioning in ADHD. We published these initial corsets in 2018 based on a rigorous protocol that involved a literature review, an expert survey, a qualitative and clinical study, and a consensus conference.
Following their publication in 2018, we received feedback from individuals with ADHD and other stakeholders about the corsets. There have also been advancements in the field related to our understanding of ADHD, and at the same time, we had begun operationalizing the corsets into an online digital platform. Based on the feedback we received, advances in the field, and our experiences operationalizing the corsets, we deemed that revisions to the corsets were necessary and appropriate. To revise the corsets for ADHD, we used a Delphi-like method. We integrated evidence from stakeholder feedback and a pilot study of the ICF corsets platform. Stakeholder feedback was collected from individuals with ADHD, their families, and interest organisations through various channels such as personal communications, social media, scientific meetings, and community events. The ICF corsets platform is a cloud-based internet platform that operationalizes the corsets into items to form a functional assessment. The platform was piloted in Sweden with 208 children, adolescents, and adults with ADHD, and 367 participants from the general population. All evidence was synthesized and discussed by the authors to generate the revised versions of the corsets. The Delphi-like method led us to revising the comprehensive corsets that contain all codes necessary to describe functioning in ADHD across the lifespan. We also revised the age-appropriate corsets, which contains the most significant codes for particular age groups. The Common Brief corset, which is a shorter selection of codes derived from the comprehensive corset, was not revised as these were deemed unhelpful in practice. We thus no longer recommend the use of the Common Brief corsets and instead recommend the application of the age-appropriate brief corsets. The main results of the revision process were as follows. A total of 27 ICF codes were added to the comprehensive corset, which now contains a total of 98 codes. The most prominent additions were codes for sensory functioning, such as seeing, hearing, taste, smell, touch, pain, and other sensory functions. These were strongly endorsed by stakeholder feedback, platform development, and the pilot study, as well as current ADHD research. Other additions include codes for temperament and personality, memory, learning to read and write, community life, religion and spirituality, human rights, domestic animals, and several societal services and policies. The age-appropriate brief corsets, which are specific to early childhood, school age, and adulthood, were also substantially revised, mostly by adding codes from the comprehensive corset. The aim was to enhance the validity and utility of the brief corsets for different age groups and settings, and to enable their independent use without the need for the comprehensive corset. Some codes were also removed from the early childhood corset, such as higher level cognitive functions and interpersonal relationships, which were deemed less relevant for this age group.
We believe that these revisions are based on sufficiently consistent and solid evidence in decision making. They improve the initial version's validity and acceptability and add value to the ADHD ICF corsets used in research and practice. The revised corsets better reflect the lived experience of individuals with ADHD and clinical implementation preferences than the initial sets. The corsets are a valuable tool for assessing and documenting the functioning of individuals with ADHD. They help us to understand the person's situation and needs and to plan and monitor interventions that are tailored to their goals and preferences. They also facilitate communication and collaboration with other professionals and stakeholders such as teachers, employers, and social services. Thank you so much for listening.